Practice using the power of your inner thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Practice using the power of your inner thought. Your inner thought is always available to you to empower you to accomplish anything that you have or would like to have in your mind right now. It's a matter of, what do you want to do? What would you like to do? How would you like your life to be lived? What things are important to you? What things make your life just turn happiest can be in doing the things you want to do? What are they? Have you thought about them? Have you made any decision about practicing the power of your inner thought? You're sitting down to breakfast. And before you sit down to breakfast, my back just doesn't feel so good. And as you pull your chair into the table, it feels just a little bit awkward. And you get up to go to get a glass of water, and you go to the sink and you take your fingers and you turn on the faucet, and your fingers feel just a little bit crookedy. And you take a drink and you take a glass and take it to your place at the table. And you eat your breakfast. And as you eat your breakfast, you discuss about the pains and aches that you've had overnight. You talk about the pains and aches that other people have. You talk about the unhappy things in life that are going on around you. You hear on the radio or the television or in conversation. And as you practice using your inner power, your inner thought, as you practice using it, you are practicing it on something that if you had your druthers, you wouldn't do that. If you thoughtfully had your choice, you wouldn't do that. And of course, we do have our choice, but we do that. Now, why do we do that? Why do we allow our thought to dwell on the appearances, the illusions, and negatives of our life? If we don't want those things in our world, we have to take our attention from them and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. You sit down at your chair, you pull it in at the table, and you feel your back. Hey, my back is perfect. My back is wonderful. I have the most wonderful back in the world. Now, you're talking contrary to the appearance that you're having. You're talking contrary to the experience that you're having. Now, as you're talking contrary to the experience that you're having, your body is saying, ha, boy, oh boy, oh boy, wake up and smell the roses. Come on now. And you keep on doing it. You know something that your body doesn't know. Your mind, your thought, your brain knows that whatever you think about, whatever power you give from your inner thought, that is what your life is all about. It really doesn't matter what your power of your inner thought is based on. That's what your life is all about. And if your power of your inner thought is that all your world is glorious and good and wonderful and powerful and fantastic, then that's what your life is. That's what your world is. It's just a matter of using the power of my inner thought. I use my power of my inner thought no matter what I am doing, no matter what I am saying, no matter where I am, no matter how I am. And another aspect of this, which is oftentimes forgotten, and it's forgotten by me. Yes, it is. It's forgotten by me sometimes. The aspect is that I'm the creator of my world, and I say, I have problems with my body, and then I announce to my world that I have problems to my body. I tell other people I have problems with my body. And other people think of me as having problems with my body. They don't care whether I have problems with my body or if I don't. It doesn't bother them. but they are aware that I think I have problems with my body, and whatever announcement I make, whatever proclamation I bring forth in my world, that is what the rest of the world is going to be thinking about me. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a wonderful person, and I want the world to recognize that I'm a wonderful person, so I do wonderful things, and I act wonderful, and I'm happy in every way. I am a healthy person, and I want the world to see me as a healthy person. I want to see me as a healthy person. I want to enjoy health in every aspect of my being. Now, for me to enjoy health in every aspect of my being requires me to use the power of my thought in a most beautiful, uplifting, supportive manner. And I can do that. I practice using the power of my inner thought, but I practice it by using it how I want to use it. Now, we go back to our old favorite here. 2 times 2 is 4. I can say 2 times 2 is 5 until the cows come home. And what's going to happen? I'm going to act on 2 times 2 is 5, an incorrect assumption, an incorrect attitude, an incorrect thought. And as I act upon it, I'm going to get negative results in the positive world. No matter what I say, if I'm going to proclaim 2 times 2 is 5, for me, 2 times 2 is 5, and for me, it's always going to bring me the negative or wrong result. No matter whether I say it with all my heart and all my soul and all my being, that's what I'm going to get. Now, if I say the truth about me, and what is the truth about me? The truth about me is that I am whole and perfect. I am powerful. I am thoughtful. I have a great, beautiful, wonderful consciousness that knows all things. I am brilliant. Yes, I practice using the power of my inner thought in the manner in which it is designed for me to be used. Now, we all have the opportunity to use the power of our inner thought however we wish to use it. And we can say 2 times 2 is 5. We can say that I feel unhappy, I feel sad. We can say this is a terrible world. We can say all sorts of things. And it doesn't make them any more true or any more false, except that we act as though they are true, and for us, then they are true. Our body says to us, oh, you want to live in an unhealthy body? You want to live in a body that's not harmonious, not happy, not functioning to its 100% potential reality? That's what our body says to us. Our body doesn't fight with us. Our body goes along with anything we say about it. Our world goes along with anything we say about it. We go along with anything we say about it. If we want to live in a world where we have conscious thoughts of unhappiness, the subconscious thought is going to come along very quickly of unhappiness, and it's going to sort of create that throughout our entire system, throughout our entire body, throughout our entire life. And it's not going to be something that's going to make us happy. We have the choice, I have the choice, of practicing using the power of my inner thought. The power of my inner thought is so true and so wonderful and so perfect. It is my ideal self. It is my ideal self. It is my correct self. And all the illusions of the world that come and go, they are not my correct thought. My correct thought is all is in divine order. I am whole and perfect now. I am fantastic now. I am wonderful now. That's my reality. That's who and what I am. That's the delight of my heart. That's the decision of my every moment thought. My every moment thought is that I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am wealthy and healthy and good and all that stuff. I am that now. And as I proclaim that, as I name that, as I make that the power of my inner thought, then My subconscious mind is going to reveal it to me. My conscious mind is going to reveal it to me. My life is going to reveal it to me, and I'm going to have it in every possible way. I'm going to have it every possible way. And I'm going to be the happiest guy in the world. Now, let's change that. I do and I am. I do take control over the power of my inner thought, and I say all is good. I am enjoying my inner thought, which says to me, I am divine. I am ideal. I am perfect right now. And that's my choice. If I ever proclaim I have a hurt, if I ever proclaim I have a need or a want, then I have that hurt, that need, that want. And the moment I proclaim all is in divine order, with all my heart and all my soul and all my being, then that is all I will experience. For my body says, whatever thoughts I have in my mind, that is what I have. And in my body, my thoughts come and go. Sometimes I say I'm healthy and I'm healthy. Sometimes I say I'm sick and I'm sick. Sometimes I say I'm happy and I'm happy. And sometimes I say I'm not happy and I'm not happy. I have this choice. I have this opportunity. And I follow through it in every area of my being. But my life gives me what I believe about myself. My life gives me what I believe about all in my world. My life gives me whatever I put into my consciousness for me to experience. Now, what do I want to experience? What do I want to be? 2 times 2 is 5? Oh, no, that's stupid. I'm whole and perfect? Yes, I like that. Then that's what I think about. I practice using the power of my inner thought for good only. How about you? Are you practicing using the power of your inner thought for good only? You can. The decision, totally up to you. Totally up to me. It's all that matters. What do I want? What do I want? When do I want it? Right now! I practice using the power of my inner thought on the things that I want right now. And it's done. Yes, it's done. Have a happy day, my loves. It's done for you and for me. It's done. And I love you. I love you. I love you.